9 o'clock, and this is the San Luis Obispo Civil Service Commission regular meeting. And it's Wednesday, April the 28th. And at this time, I'd like to invite everyone to stand and join me in the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And Madam Clerk, if you would please call the roll.
Commissioner Bergman?
Here.
President Nix?
Here.
Vice President Nicholson? Commissioner Boltadano?
Here.
Commissioner O?
Okay, we have three members, so we do have a quorum. At this time, I'd like to note that this is a public comment time, and any members wishing to address the commission on matters other than those on the agenda may do so when recognized. And each presentation is limited to 3 minutes per individual. And I have a request from Mark McKibben.
Thank you, President Nix. Mark McKibben with Human Resources, serving as your secretary today. I just want to take a time to introduce a new staff person for the commission. Mike Milby is joining us from the health agency. Mike will be filling in behind Rosa, as Rosa's been promoted within the HR department. So Rosa will be working as a departmental personnel technician, so supporting the analysts in the HR role. So congratulations to Rosa, and welcome Mike. Thank
you. Congratulations, Rosa, and welcome Mike. Is there any other... Is there anyone else who wishes to make public comment? I'd like to ask our clerk if she has received any online or written comments from the public.
We did not.
Thank you. Moving on to, we'll close public comment and move on to the minutes of the March 24th, 2021 meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? I do have one thing. In the, let's see, it is 3A007, and it is item 12 reports. It's the area where we were, Tammy was discussing with us the idea of having something about bringing forward items again for us to have training on the minimum qualifications. And I wanted to add in there one of the comments that I made that I thought went along with the full discussion that that meeting had held. So I'd like to have it reflected that President Nix commented that based on the 2020 annual report, that there were compliments to go to HR on the improved accomplishment and achievement of diversity at or above the parity of population for the workforce with the county. I think in light of what we discussed, it was important to have that. We're always trying to do better, but we are making good progress. Are there any other additions or corrections?
No.
Okay. I will entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as amended.
I'll second.
Okay, moved and seconded to approve the minutes as amended. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we'll move on then to the request to approve the revised job specifications for lab assistant 1 and 2. And I believe that report is going to be taken by Teresa McCarthy.
Yes. Good morning, Commissioners. Teresa McCarthy-White, HR Analyst in the Labor Division. With me today online, I have County Health Officer Dr. Bornstein and Sheriff's Chief Deputy Taylor. From HR, we have Taja Entremont, HR Analyst assigned to the Sheriff's Office, and Frank Stapleton, HR Analyst assigned to the Health Agency. Before you today is a recommendation to update and retitle the Laboratory Assistant 1-2 classification that is utilized in the Public Health Lab and the Sheriff's Office Crime Lab. The primary purpose of the class is to perform analysis on a variety of specimens and assist with lab operations, including sterilizing, invoicing, ordering inventory, and maintaining records and logs. We currently have a spec that was last revised in 1992 and written specifically to lower-level assistant work being performed in the public health laboratory. Today, the classification is also utilized in the Sheriff's Office, and additional duties for both departments have been added that elevate the complexity and scope of the work being performed by the incumbents. Our proposal is to add references to the Sheriff's Office assignment, as well as update and retitle the classification, as it will accurately describe the additional duties and requirements to potential applicants, thus enabling the county to better attract candidates who are qualified for this position. Additionally, expectations for current employees will be clarified, and the specification will be used as a basis for classification, compensation, and performance management. After conversations with the representing union SLOCIA and the department, as well as market research, we have found this title change and other revisions are justified based on the current roles and responsibilities that are in place for this class. The proposed spec is in your packet along with the org charts. I will now turn it over to your commission for questions.
Thank you. Let's start with Ms. Baldonado. Did you have any questions or comments on that particular spec?
Sure, thank you. Very minimal, actually. I have a question regarding the organizational chart. Is the organizational chart, are the organizational charts that you typically give us reflective of current or proposed? Because I'm just for clarity, the Laboratory Assistant 1 and 2 is what we're talking about here that we're going to rename to Laboratory Technician, correct?
Correct. And yeah, that these org charts are current and they're not expected to change with the title change and the updates of the spec.
They are not expected to change, but the title, the name of the position.
Oh, correct, yes.
Okay.
This is current, yes.
So as a general rule, because I always kind of get confused over this, the organizational charts that you provide are typically current, reflecting a current titling, naming of
Typically, yes, but I can change it to the proposed,
okay.
If that's easier.
Careful. Yeah, or just identify somewhere on the chart what it is.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
And then I really don't have any substantive concerns with this recommendation. I have one minor point of clarification on 4A013. In the middle of the page, the sheriff office assignment bullet points there. The first bullet point just didn't make sense to me, and I don't know if it's because a word or punctuation is missing or because it's a term of art, this urine drugs of abuse screens.
Okay, performs chemical perfusions.
What line are you on?
I'm sorry, line 73 through 75.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So urine drugs of abuse screens is the technical term for it, but we can say, urine screens, and I'm sure the context is there. It's for drugs of abuse.
Okay, no, that's fine. If that's sort of technical terminology of art, I understand. I just wanted to clarify.
Okay.
I do not have any other substantive questions. I'm fine with these recommendations.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Berkman? Okay. I just also had just a point of wanting to educate myself on an item in it, 8400011, line 19, and it says, it's coming from the next instrument maintenance and routine media than persons in the higher classification, and media is the word that I was wondering about, and I'm sure it's my lack of medical knowledge, but what is media in this context?
I'm sure Dr. Bornstein can provide a better explanation than I on what media is.
Yeah, I'm terribly sorry. Hi, I'm Penny Bornstein, the County Health Officer here, and I'm having a very hard time hearing the commissioners. So if you wouldn't mind repeating the question, that would be helpful.
Certainly. We're on A. It's 4A011, line 19. And I think it may just be my lack of medical knowledge, but I'm on line 19. I was curious, what is media, what does media mean in that context?
Media. It's the substance upon which infectious disease organisms are grown. So it could be an agar plate or other types of media. Sorry, don't use the definition. blood plate, agar, different kinds of substances upon which the infectious organisms are grown in the laboratory.
Thank you. Thank you. And then the other note that I had, the other note that I had is 4A014, and it's line 114, and I'm it says accurately remember and apply oral and written procedural instructions, and I'm wondering over the time we've been shifting out of the language oral and changing it to verbal, and I, if it's needed to be oral, I understand, but I just thought that for continuity.
I can make the change to verbal, yes.
All right, and I had no other comments or questions. Is there a any other comments? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to...
Madam President, could you please take public comment on this item?
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes. Got to keep me in line. Is there any public comment on the laboratory technician 1 and 2 specification changes? Seeing none, I will bring it back to our clerk. And Madam Clerk, did you receive any... communications regarding from the public regarding this this job specification?
We did not.
Okay, thank you. Now I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the revised job specifications with the slight edits included.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the job specification as amended. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, it is completed. And before you go, Dr. Bordstein, I'm so excited to hear we're in the orange level. Thank you. Okay, let's move on to... I think we're going now to the agricultural inspector trainee 1, 2, and 3.
Yes. Just a quick note for the record on the agenda for item 5, it says request to approve revised job specifications, agriculture inspector trainee. That should read agricultural inspector / biologist trainee.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
And I believe that is correct on the, yes, it
it's
is correct.
It's correct on the spec, yes,
okay.
Just correcting the agenda.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So Teresa McCarthy-White, HR analyst. With me, we have Mark Leah on Zoom, the Assistant Agricultural Commissioner and Sealer, as well as Frank Stapleton, HR analyst assigned to the Department of Ag and Weights and Measures. Before you today is a recommendation to update the existing Ag Inspector Biologist Trainee 1, 2, 3 and Weights and Measure Inspector Trainee 1, 2, 3 specifications, as well as to create a new Supervising Ag Weights and Measures Inspector classification. The primary purpose of the classes is to protect ag, the environment, and the health and safety of SLO County citizens, as well as ensure equity in the marketplace. We currently have the two Ag and Weights and Measure Inspector specs with the four levels that were created in 1971 and last revised in 2010. Our proposal is to update the job duties and employment standards of these specifications. As outlined in my memo, the following changes are proposed. First, to eliminate the trainee level for the two existing specs, as the department utilizes the Ag, Waste, and Measures Technician 1-2 classification to train individuals interested in moving into either one of the inspector series, thus making the trainee level unnecessary. Additionally, distinguish the representative duties and employment standards between the three levels in both existing series, so expectations for current employees are clarified and the specification can be used as a basis for performance management. Finally, we are proposing the addition of the new supervising Ag, Waste, and Measure Inspector classification to assist Deputy Ag Commissioner Sealers with the supervision of staff and programs in their respective divisions as needed. This new classification would provide a necessary layer in the organization to enable the Deputy Ag Commissioner Sealer to focus on management activities, including working directly with the California Department of Food and Ag on regulatory updates, division budget, programmatic direction, and running a district office, while the new supervisor would focus on day-to-day supervisory activities, including training and technical assistance. After conversations with the representing unions, LOCIA, and the department, as well as market research, we have found these revisions and the creation of a new specification are justified based on the current roles and responsibilities in place. The proposed specs are in your packet along with the org chart. I'll now turn it over to your commission for questions.
Thank you. I think I'll go ahead and start so I don't forget. Let's entertain any public comment on these specifications. Is there anyone wishing to, from the public wishing to comment? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to our commission clerk. Did we receive any written or communications on this from the public?
We did not.
Thank you. All right, let's move along then and start with the agricultural inspector slash biologist 1, 2, and 3. And Mr. Bergman, we'll start with you this time.
I have no comments.
Okay. Ms. Baldonado?
Again, very minimal and nothing substantive. I think HR did a great job in preparing everything for today. I have very little feedback. On page 5A016, line 25 and 26, I think we might be missing a word or two. Incumbents work under general supervision and are assigned complex tasks in program areas in which they are licensed.
Okay.
And then line 29, I think we just need a comma under direction, comma. And that is it. It's all good for me. Thank you, Commissioner.
Okay. Very good. And I had no comments on them as well. So let's take these one by one then. So we've just discussed the agricultural inspector biologist 1, 2, and 3. I'll entertain a motion to, oh, by the way, before I get to the motion, I liked the way that you put the org chart together because it really helped me that it was color coded and that you showed which ones were being updated and which ones were new. That was very, very helpful. So thank you for that. And is there a motion to adopt this job specification?
That would be for the complete number 5.
For number 5, right.
I'll make that motion.
So we're just doing agricultural inspector biologist, and then we'll move on to the weights and measures.
Yes.
So the motion is to adopt as amended?
Yes, please.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to adopt as amended. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Oh, we all said yeah. All right, let's move on.
She's getting off the hook way too easy.
I know. But she did a beautiful.
I promise you, all of this was not easy.
She did a beautiful job.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Okay, let's move on to the weights and measures inspector. 1, 2, and 3, and this is item six. First of all, I'll ask for any public comment on this one from the public who are listening in. Seeing none, I'll ask our clerk if we received any public comment on this from the public.
We did not.
Thank you. I'll bring it back to the commission then and start with Ms. Baltonato. And any comments?
Sure. Again, very minor on page 6A011. The paragraph weights and measures inspector one. I think there's some extra words in there. Line 22, I think it needs to say a public officer granted authority under Division 5 of the California Business and Professions Code. See, the less familiar I am with the subject matter, the closer I do of a reading because I'm trying so hard to understand Jim, everything.
Thank you.
And then on page 012, line 48, regulations and other relevant codes and ordinances, comma, including but not limited to. And otherwise, I have no other comments.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Bergman. And I also had no comment. Oh, wait a second. No, that one was answered. Okay, I'll entertain a motion if there are no other questions or comments to adopt this weights and measures inspector 1, 2, and 3.
So moved with amendments.
Right.
And I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Okay, that one is adopted. Now we are moving on to the supervising agricultural weights and measures inspector, and that is item 7. Mr. Bergman? Excuse me, I didn't hear you. Okay.
I'm sorry, you moved on to...
Any comments? We moved on to number 7, which is the supervising agricultural...
Oh, yes, no, I have no comments.
Okay, thank you. I also thought this was very well written, and it brought in, it tied the whole thing in, and your report really helped to walk us through what you were doing. Thank you. That was very educational. And especially in something like this, it is a technical field. It's very helpful. I would like to ask if there is any public comment from anyone listening in with us from the public. Seeing none, I'll bring it back and ask our clerk if she received any written comment on this from the public.
We did not.
Thank you very much. I will entertain a motion to adopt the supervising agriculture weights and measures inspector.
I move that we adopt.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And we are now moving on to number 8, and Mr. McKibben, a request to abolish obsolete job classifications.
Thank you, President Nix. Mark McKibben representing Human Resources this morning. this morning we're bringing forward a request to abolish 15 classifications from the classification plan. You may recall in a couple of recent meetings, we had some discussions about the number of classifications. We provided some reports. And HR periodically reviews the classification plan to identify positions that may be obsolete. It may be obsolete as a result of just not being allocated over the last 5 years or so as a typical benchmark that we use. They may become obsolete due to being replaced by other classifications, which is some of what you see here, the frequency we've had of new classifications. We're replacing outdated ones. And reorganizations, in addition, may impact a classification no longer being a result of the classification no longer being allocated to a classification. So we had last done a review in 2016. At that time, we had 58 classifications that we identified as obsolete, and your commission approved us abolishing those or just removing them from the classification list. So if I could turn your attention to the last page in your agenda, which is page 8002. We have a listing of the 15 classifications that we identified. Again, they are a result of reorganizations, consolidation of duties in other existing classifications, or in the case of IT, which is highlighted there because they have so many particular entries, again, legacy or retired specifications. So under rules 501, the commission has the authority to establish, revise, and abolish classifications. And so that is our request today to abolish these 15 classifications. That'll take the total number of classifications to 575. which is just slightly more than the 560 we had when we last did this update. So we're happy to report those numbers to you and request your permission to abolish these classifications.
Okay. Ms. Baldonado, do you have any comments or questions on the on number eight?
Yeah, I understand reorganization, replacement, reallocation, and consolidation, but can you describe a little bit more when you say legacy retired, the individual in the position retired and it's just never been filled, or what does that mean?
I did struggle with that terminology. Actually, a retirement of the classification. It's a legacy classification. It's those in particular have been replaced by information technology technician or specialist. So new classifications that we have that are replacing these. And so as incumbents in these positions have retired, we have eliminated, they're no longer being allocated. We're at the point now where there aren't any incumbents who are going to be in those, so we will remove them from the classification.
So it's another form of a replacement?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, another term, yes.
Okay, thank you. I have no question. Other
sure.
questions?
It's
Mr.
been
Bergman?
Routine in the past. I have no questions or comments.
Okay. And I was just curious, this is a matter of curiosity. The CalID program coordinator was, am I reading this correctly, that you, would I understand correctly that the CalID program coordinator is still an employed part of the sheriff coroner, but they've been shifted to being a program manager rather than a coordinator?
Correct. There was a reorganization that was approved in that. And so as part of that process, that classification was no longer appropriate to describe the duties.
Thank you. That just wanted to be clear. Is there any public comment from those on the line regarding this particular abolishing of classifications? Seeing none, I'll bring it back and ask our clerk if she received any public comment.
We did not.
Thank you. I will entertain a motion to abolish the 15 obsolete job classifications.
So moved.
I'll second.
Okay, moved and seconded to abolish the 15 obsolete job classifications. All in favor indicate by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, that is accomplished. Thank you very much. And now we will move on to reports. And I do have, I'm not sure if it's so much as a report as I went through these and I kind of touched on it before. I think that some of the frank discussions we've had over the last several months really brought some clarity, and we breezed through these because we had been discussing, and I want to compliment the HR staff and your director, because these are complex, and all of the job descriptions are complex, and I do not take for granted how much time and energy, and you have so many different players that you have to coordinate with, and I believe that in order to properly support the new system, well, it's been going on for a while, where you have the work performance review matches back to the job specifications, I think that the way that these have been evolving, it's going to be very beneficial from start to finish, you know, as far as being able to recruit, train, and then evaluate. And so I want to compliment the entire HR department, and what I'm seeing is a really conscientious effort here. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Commissioner, and I do appreciate the conversations we've had over the last couple meetings. It really helped give me clarity over what you all were looking for.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to Commission Council.
I've been nothing to report, thank you.
And outside counsel is not here today. Commission Secretary, Mark
yes.
McKibben.
Just an update on grievances and appeals. There are four grievances and appeals that HR is currently working through. I can report that two of them from a single individual have been resolved, and so they're not going to be coming before your commission. So that leaves us with two active ones. One is a termination out of the Child Support Services Department. Right now we're in some negotiations. We've completed the pre-hearing. There's some negotiations going on with both sides of representation. And one of Ms. Negrenti's co-workers is doing a fantastic job in assisting us in going through this navigation process or negotiation process, so we appreciate that. The last remaining one is an appeal of a performance evaluation coming out of the Sheriff's Department. We had the pre-hearing. I'll say that the representative for the employee, he had just recently got the case and was not necessarily familiar with the process we had gone through already, so we're giving that them a little bit more time to work through, but we're confident that we'll get a agreement from that one and not need the need for avoid the need for a hearing before the commission. So at this point, I do not need any dates.
I have a question for you.
Yes, certainly.
Well, not a question, I have a comment or a statement to make. I would like to see us get back to the rule change that we talked about, and that reflects exactly what that last potential case is.
Okay.
But that's been let go and slid for 2 years now. We've been after that for a long period of time. So I'd like to see that moving forward. Has the committee met? Has anything happened?
No, and Mark McKibben may be able to update us, but the last I recall, it was noted that with the pandemic that the staff had stresses just to keep up with their regular work. But I think that I'm excited. We're in orange, so we're making good progress, and maybe it's time to get...
I'd like to see that pushed up and yes. To the top of the list. We need to make that happen.
And that is the process for appealing a less than satisfactory evaluation.
Correct.
Okay.
And I think there were other
there
things...
There were other things, too.
For
that's
the rules.
There were, and I will have to say, thankfully, the community is going into the orange. And that's very helpful. We're still managing, I think, over 100 temporary employees in the health agency that are working on the contact tracing that's still going on. In addition with, I know Teresa in particular was involved and still is involved in the tracking of current county employees as well. So indeed, the community is getting healthier, but there's still some impacts on our staff. And just to give you full disclosure, we now have two staff that are on maternity leave and one more who will be going out in May. So there are some significant impacts on our staffing. We are doing some backfilling, but certainly recognize the want to move those rules forward, and HR does want to move that forward as well. So we'll have some discussions with the HR director and be able to report back to you at our next meeting.
Thank you.
Certainly.
Yes, and even if we just got the ball rolling, if you will, because most of the time, even once we start the process, there are so many meetings and updates and trying to coordinate with all the players that even if we begin that in baby steps, and it also, it's my recollection that Ms. Baltonato and I are on the committee as representatives from the commission. And so thank you.
Right.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bergman, for bringing that forward.
Thank you.
All righty.
That's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that concludes our agenda, and this may be a record for quite a while here. I thank Mr. Bergman and Ms. Baldonado for being in attendance in person. I think that definitely helps and much appreciated. And with that, I will adjourn the meeting.